This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more attack airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers and a packaging plant and wounding another seven people. The new incidents continued a wave of violence that has stretched on for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. A jumble of desks, office chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen in the debris as the building's residents searched for their belongings. Israel had warned residents ahead of the impending attack, forcing many to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. International officials are continuing to voice concern about the fighting and renewing diplomatic efforts to halt the violence. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell was to hold talks Tuesday with EU foreign ministers to discuss how best to de-escalate the conflict. U.S. officials say they are working behind the scenes to calm the situation, including coordinating with other countries in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and the Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar to previous administration statements in support for a ceasefire. This is VOA News. The leader of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives said Tuesday he opposes creation of a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Five people died and dozens were injured in the violence surrounding the break-in at the Capitol building on the day President Joe Biden's election victory was certified. Kevin McCarthy says he opposes the investigation because he believes any probe should also address other acts of political violence in the United States over the past few years. More than 400 of the rioters have been charged with an array of criminal offenses as prosecutors continued their investigation. A bipartisan group of Democratic and Republican lawmakers agreed last week on the shape and scope of a congressional commission to probe why and how the insurrection occurred. The former president continues to insist without evidence that he was cheated out of re-election, breaking with U.S. presidential tradition. Mr. Trump never called Mr. Biden to concede the outcome of the election. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday said the United States appears to be on a path out of the pandemic. She noted that the most recent seven-day average of COVID-19 cases and deaths is the lowest since the pandemic began. During a White House briefing, Walensky said the most recent figures indicate we should all have cautious optimism. A senior White House advisor noted that case numbers this past week were down in all 50 states for the first time. Walensky said the CDC is working on its guidance for U.S. school-aged children for when they return to school later this year. And White House senior medical advisor Anthony Fauci said COVID vaccines currently in use in the United States have proven effective against variants of the virus, which have been a cause of concern as governments and medical authorities seek to put an end to the pandemic. The United States says it's providing new assistance to Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority, many of whom have fled violence for neighboring Bangladesh or have been internally displaced since 2017. The $155 million in additional funds will be used to sustain what the United States calls critical efforts to support Rohingya refugees and host communities in Bangladesh and also internally displaced Rohingya and other affected people in Myanmar. The State Department said $155 million in additional funds will help meet the immediate needs of the nearly 900,000 refugees in Bangladesh who fled Myanmar. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.